When I fix up my pad where my head shall lay, I'm gonna have it arranged in my own way. I'm gonna fill it with things that have caught my eye in drifting from San Diego to Chi. It won't be modern or no update style, but oh, I've thought for a long, long while of all the corners and all the nooks, of all my bookshelves and all my books, the great big tables and deep soft chairs, and the Chinese rug at the foot of the stairs, an old, old rug from far Chao Wang that a Chinese princess perhaps once walked on. And I'll want a wood box, scarred and rough, for leaves and bark and other stuff, old pine knots and oak and gum, to chunk on the fire when winter comes. And I'll want a cricket to hang around, 'cause I love its lonesome creaky sound. There'll be driftwood powder to burn on logs, and a shaggy rug for a couple of dogs, perhaps a winner of prize and cup, and a little poodle, a lovable pup. There are times when only a dog will do for a friend when you're beat down, sick and blue. Let the world go wrong, he wouldn't care if you break and cry or grouch and swear. But he'll let you know as he licks your hand that he's downright sorry and he understands. And there where the shadows fall, I've planned to have a magnificent concert grand with polished wood and ivory keys, to play wild, discordant rhapsodies, wailing minor Hindu songs, far-out chants and clinging gongs, flippant jazz and lullabies, and more rock and roll that I'll improvise. And I'll play the long gray dust away, and I'll bid goodbye to another day. Pictures I think I'll have but three, one in oil of a windswept sea, with a flying ship and the waves whip white, and I know the chap that can paint it right, make you feel the spray on your face. I'll hang it over my fireplace. The second picture, a freakish thing, is bright and colorful as a peacock's wing, an impressionistic smear called sand. Yeah, a nude on a striped zebra skin, by a Danish girl I knew in France. Now my respectable friends, they'll look askance. The pallid face, coal black hair, the scarlet lips, and that sinister stare. But I like while I loathe the beastly thing, and that's the way I feel about sin. But the picture I love best of all, I'll hang it alone on my study wall, where the sun's hot glow and the moon's cold gleam can fall upon it and make it seem that the eyes of this picture are meeting mine, that the lips are curved in a fine sweet line, that wishful, tender, provocative smile that has stirred my heart for such a long, long while. It was best for her and I know, that she measured my love and bade me go. We both have our great illusions yet, unsoiled, unspoiled by vain regret. But I can't deny that it makes me sad to know that I missed what I might have had. It's a clean, sweet memory, and quite apart, and we both are still faithful within our heart. The roof of my house shall have a rankish dip, and shadowy eaves where the rain can drip, in a damp, persistent, tuneful way. Now that's a cheerful sound on a gloomy day, when the wind is high and the storm gods race, and I'll be snug by my fireplace with a favorite book and a cigarette and a long, cool drink. I guess my butler will get. And I'll look about in my bachelor's nest while the sun goes zooming down in the west. And I'll feel that hot gold light on my face, and it'll make me think of some heathen place. A place that I must have missed some way, or a place that I plan to find someday. And I'll feel the lure of it drawing me. Damn it, I know what the end'll be. I'll go, and my house, it'll wither away, with the mice by night and the moths by day. They'll nibble the covers of all my books, and spiders weave webs in the shadowy nooks. But my dogs, I'll see that they have a home, while I follow the sun, while I drift and roam, to the ends of the earth, like a chip on a stream, like a straw in the wind, or like a vagrant dream. And then it'll strike me like a swift, sharp pain, that I'll probably never build again, this house that I plan to have someday. I guess I'll just be dreaming about it anyway.